Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
All right, 502, Beningo on a ridiculously early Saturday morning. 888-808-1019 is the phone number. Here till 7 o'clock, the Giants preview show will come your way. Nick Theodoro on the other side of the glass. What a disgrace. Met fans, you wake up today. You can't be anything but disgusted with this baseball team and that disgrace of a game last night and what's really turned into a disgrace of a baseball season for this franchise. There's no other way to say it. And, you know, this team is 37-54 since that 45-24 start, and that's what they are. That's what they are. They're a team that's 17. Forget what the record is at 82-78. This team is a team that's 17 games under 500. That's what they are. Because that's what they've played for the better part now of 4 months, 3.5 months. They stink. Let's be honest about it. They stink. Their pitching is an out-and-out disaster. And I don't want to blame any of the kids. I'm sorry. You know, McClain looks really good. I know he gave up the 3-run homer the other day. Whatever. They won the game against the Cubs. McClain looks like he got something. I'm not ready to give up on Sproat. He lost it in the fifth inning. You know, Tong has been up and down, whatever. These kids, maybe McClain, the other guys probably shouldn't even be here yet. Certainly not Tong. But the pitching has been so bad. It's been such a disgrace from top to bottom, with the exception maybe of, as I said, McClain and Edwin Diaz. Everything else has been a disaster. And if this team doesn't score 8-9 runs in a game, they can't win. And last night, you know, they should have had 5 or 6 runs against Alcantara. They get 2 runs in the first inning. They're up 2-0. Lindor hits the home run. Pete hits the big double. They're winning 2-0. And then they crap out. They got 2 guys on in the second inning, and Lindor hits that bullet that looks like it's going to be a double down the right field line. The first baseman makes a great catch on it, and it's a double play. In the third inning, they got Soto at third. He steals second. He goes to third on a fly ball by Nimmo. And Pete and McNeil strike out to end the inning. That's it. I mean, basically, it was over there. And then you have that disgrace of a fifth inning when they give up 6 runs and Mauricio's not doing this and they're throwing the ball. They're letting guys steal. It's unbelievable. Sproat comes out. That stiff Soto comes in. He stinks. You know, let's be, and I said this, I don't know if you heard me with Pete moments ago. This is all on David Stearns. Let's tell it like it is, everybody. And I know that maybe if they don't make the playoffs, and right now, I mean, do you really think this team's making it? Are they? Who's pitching today? Who's pitching? Tell me who's pitching. They're calling up some guy. What's the guy's name? Dylan Ross? With 2 games to go, critical games, and you're bringing guys up for the minor leagues? They've had more pitches than anybody in the history of baseball this year. What, they got 50 pitches they've used? It's a disaster, and it's all on Stearns. Give me a break. He signed Frankie Montas. We all knew Frankie Montas stunk. He signed him to a two-year, $34 million contract. He's so brilliant that he's going to make a quality starter out of Clay Holmes. He got away with it for a while. And then that's turned into a disaster now. Senga's killed him. Peterson's killed him. Manaya's killed him. All these different guys he brought in from the bullpen to be relief pitchers. Soto's terrible. Hemsley's been bad. We know what he did. He's been better lately. Big deal. Rogers, too. How many games has he given up? He trades for Cedric Mullins. Can you be any more of a stiff than he's been? He signed Jose Siri. Guy can't even play baseball. I don't know what the contract he signed. He finally DFA'd him. What a disgrace. You're a Met fan today. You are beyond disgraceful. How could they be where they are? You look at the kind of year. Here's the other thing, too. You look at the years that the big four players on this team have had. We'll start with Lindor. Lindor's got a 30-30 again this year. He's got 31 homers over 30 steals, right? Soto's having this stupid year, 43 homers, 105 RBIs, 120 runs scored, 38 steals, 9 whatever OPS. We go on and on and on with him, right? All of this, right? He's walked 125 times, whatever it is. Pete, he's got 37 homers, 124 RBIs, he's got 40 doubles. Even Nimmo, career highs in home runs and RBIs. And this team is 17 games under 500 for the last 4 months. How is it possible? Oh, what a disgrace. And I said this to Pete, I don't know if you heard me, said this is worse than 07 and 08 because it's been a slow death. That's what it's been for us, Met fans, since the middle of June. Slow death. And I guess even if they make the playoffs, you give them any, if by some miracle, Cincinnati loses today, the Mets find a way to win. You know, whatever happens tomorrow, somehow they get in and they're playing the Dodgers on Tuesday. Do you give them any shot to even win a game? They ain't winning a game. They're going to lose in two. They can't beat the Dodgers. They can't beat anybody. Who could they beat? The White Sox? The Rockies? Oh, they did beat 2 out of 3 from the Cubs, who I don't think really cared because they've already clinched a playoff spot. The Marlins are playing these games like it's a World Series. They want to stick it to the Mets. And let's be honest, right now, look at the Marlins' record since June 13th. I think they're 9 games over .500, something like that. The Marlins are a better team than the Mets right now. Is it even close? How could this happen? How could it happen? Because David Stearns thinks he's smarter than everybody, right? The typical modern general manager, president of a team, young guy, Ivy League education, you know, probably has as much athletic ability as my couch does, but they got to reinvent the wheel. You know, they want to reinvent the game. We're going to show you. We're going to reinvent it. Oh, that's the guy. They don't make the playoffs. Carlos Mendoza is going to be on a hot seat. I really think he is. I think he is. Because somebody's going to pay the price for it. But the guy that's got to pay the price is Stearns. And I know Cohen loves him, and nobody wants to get on this guy. It's all on Stearns. He put this team together. He put the pitching together. He didn't want to spend any money on these pitches. He wants to go on the cheap, although he did give Frankie Montas $34 million. And look at the collapse of this team. Oh, what a freaking disgrace. There's nothing else to say. Defensively, they throw the ball around. They can't catch the ball. They can't throw the ball. I mean, it's unbelievable. The other day in Chicago, Holmes isn't covering the plate on that wild pitch. What was he doing? Picking his nose?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
What is he doing? I can't stand it anymore. How much can you take? How much can we take, Met fans? Oh my God. Oh, I don't even know who's pitching today. Who is? What are they pitching? Three star? Are they pitching all the starters today? What is it going to be? Holmes, Manaea, and Peterson pitching all at once? I mean, what's going on? Oh man. Oh, they really killed us this year, the Mets. They really did. They really did. They don't deserve to make it. Let's be real. Even if they make it, do they deserve to be there with the way they played baseball over the last 3.5 months? I don't know what else to say. I'm beside myself anymore. You know, you watch these games, you just wait, and you wait for the shoe to drop. You know, I'm watching Sprout last night. They're up 2-0. You knew they had no shot. You knew that two runs was not holding up in this game. You knew it. You're just waiting for the shoe to drop. When is the shoe going to drop? When are they going to score 4 or 5 runs, whatever? You knew it was going to happen. You just know it is. And then they don't hit. And when they don't hit, they don't win because the pitching is terrible. Terrible. Just think about it. Just think. Sanga was supposed to be the ace of the rotation. He's in the minor leagues. David Peterson has fell off the face of the earth. The guy was like an all-star. What happened to him in the second half of the year? Sean Manaea, they gave him all this money, right? Oh, he had this big year last year. How bad has he been? Can you stink any more than he has? There's really nothing left to say. You're a Met fan right now. All I care about right now, I care about two things. I don't even care if they make the playoffs anymore because it doesn't matter because they're going down in flames if they do. They got no shot to beat the Dodgers. No shot. All I care about is signing Pete Alonso and signing Edwin Diaz. You better sign both of these guys. Better sign both of them. Uncle Stevie, you better sign both of them. I don't give a damn what Stearns thinks. I don't care what he thinks. You got to sign Pete Alonso and make him a Met for life. And you got to sign Edwin Diaz and let him finish his career here. Diaz may be the best closer we ever had. He was in the conversation. And Pete Alonso, you know, look, he's going to be the best. His career will end if he plays his whole career with the Mets. He'll go by David Wright as the greatest everyday player, you know, everyday player we've ever had. Homegrown, may I add. I'm sick of it, man. I'm sick of it. They have screwed us big time, the Mets. They have hosed us. We all thought we had a big-time team here, and they have collapsed like a cheap suit. Unbelievable. What a goddamn disgrace this Met team has become this year. What a freaking disgrace. And the number one culprit, I don't want to hear about Mendoza, the number one culprit on his team is David. I'm smarter than you. I went to Harvard. I've never won a damn thing, Stearns.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.